With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has pressed for voting changes before and after his re-election to the White House. GOP majorities in Congress will try to make that happen.
Republicans plan to move quickly in their effort to overhaul the nation's voting procedures, seeing an opportunity with control of the White House and both chambers of Congress to push through long-sought changes that include voter ID and proof of citizenship requirements. In the new year, Republicans will be under pressure to address Mr. Trump's desires to change how elections are run in the U.S., something he continues to promote even after his win in November. Republicans are likely to face opposition from Democrats and have little wiggle room with their narrow majorities in both the House and Senate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
South Korean officials say a passenger plane burst into flames after it skidded off a runway early this morning at an airport and slammed into a concrete fence. Its front landing gear had apparently failed to deploy. At least 177 people died, making it one of the country's worst aviation disasters ever. A chemical company official has been charged in connection with the unauthorized discharge of oil on the Flint River in Michigan.
Rajinder Singh Minhas was recently arrested and arraigned. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says Minhas faces charges of falsely altering a public record, substantial endangerment to the public, discharge of injurious substance to waters of the state, and other charges. About 15,000 gallons of an oil chemical mixture was released on June 15, 2022. The spill came from a storm sewer that discharges into the river.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The discount chain Big Lots has reached a deal that will keep hundreds of its stores open. Big Lots says it will be sold to Gordon Brothers Retail Partners, which specializes in distressed companies. It'll transfer Big Lots stores to other retailers. This is SRN News. Kentucky's Attorney General says the state is under no legal requirement to use taxpayer money to cover the costs of sex change operations for people incarcerated in state prisons. The Kentucky Corrections Department requested the opinion as it amends regulations regarding medical care for people behind bars. Republican Attorney General Russell Coleman was asked whether the constitutional prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment means that departments are required to pay sex change operations costs on all inmates who want them. Minneapolis has softened an ordinance that prohibited demonstrations outside abortion clinics after pro-life activists sued on free speech grounds. The city council has quietly amended the ordinance to exclude constitutionally protected activities and agreed to pay the plaintiffs legal fees. Brian Gibson, chief executive officer of Pro-Life Action Ministries, says the decision amounts to an admission by the city that the law violated the First Amendment. This is SRN News. Dozens of massive data centers consuming more electricity than all of the urban homes in Ireland.
A country that made itself a computing factory for Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and TikTok is wondering whether it was all worth it as the tech giants look around the world to build even more data centers, that to fuel the next wave of artificial intelligence. Now, fears of rolling blackouts leading Ireland's grid operator to halt the new data centers near Dublin until at least 2028. The huge buildings and their powerful computers last year consumed 21% of the nation's electricity. Jason Walker reporting.
If you're planning on ringing in the new year quietly at home, you're not alone. A new AP poll says 2 in 10 people will be celebrating with a family member, 5% going out, everybody else is at home. This is SRN News.